Galatians chapter 5, our text through the summer for our look at the fruit of the Spirit, which really is the life of Christ. These are characteristics of the manifestation of Christ's life through the power of the Spirit. You could take every one of these attributes and go directly to both the example of Christ's life and then the teaching about his life, and you would find them to be the key aspects of what we would see in his wonderful life as a human being, the incarnate Son of God. And it's a wonderful thing. So we've already looked at the fact that we have his love, his joy, his peace. And tonight, we're going to take just a little bit to get into this. We cannot cover it all tonight because I want to take time to pray and be done here early. But we need to look now at his long-suffering. Let's read the text here in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, this part of the fruit of the Spirit would have been quite striking to a Greek or Roman reader of this. And of course, being written to the Galatian church, there would be many that had come out of the background of the Greek culture. This was not seen as a virtue, the matter of long suffering. It is distinctly a Christianized word. Now, in fact, it's not used in classical Greek and very rarely in Koine or common Greek for this kind of a purpose. And so now used here by the Holy Spirit, it takes the basic meaning of being steadfast and enduring, having patience, and it is made into the fuller meaning of having an attitude of forbearance, of patience, endurance with your fellow man when you are provoked. Now you'd say, is that not a virtue? Not in the Greek mindset, it wasn't. Aristotle said that a person should refuse to tolerate any injustice or injury. Well, that sounds like modern world today, doesn't it? Get even. It's not fair. Demand your rights. And that's almost now that has become a virtue. Chrysostom, the early reformer, defined long-suffering as the spirit which will take revenge, that could take revenge if it liked to, but utterly refuses to do so. The commentator Lightfoot says, the spirit which will never retaliate. So you have a very different perspective. To the Greek, demand your rights. Get revenge. Don't be taken advantage of. The big man is the man who goes all out for vengeance. To the Christian, the big man is the man who, even when he could, refuses to do so. Now, the reason I'm emphasizing this is that naturally we all have that mindset of those early thinkers, because that's just human nature. Get even. I've mentioned this several times whenever we've talked about something like this. Have you ever been alone and bumped your head and been tempted to hit the cabinet? Now, don't act pious about that. You've had some of those. Maybe that's just a Dutch trait. I don't know. But, the cabinet was there the whole time. You knew where it was. You bumped your head. But there is that automatic, I'm going to get even type of an attitude and reflex that we have. And so if you do not have the Spirit of God to overcome that natural tendency, there is this self-centered, seething resentment that can easily come into our lives when we're wronged, and we want vengeance. We want revenge. We want to get even. That's where bitterness comes in. That's where so many tragic things. Listen, folks, more people than not, most people struggle with this. And not to have long suffering is to live a miserable life, I'm telling you. It's a tragic thing. So I'm going to just touch on one aspect. I mentioned that the fruit of the Spirit shows forth the very life of Christ. And so therefore, being long-suffering is a characteristic of God himself. And I'm telling you, every one of us need to say amen. I'm so glad God is long-suffering. We're here tonight because God didn't take revenge on us. We have gone against him. He has every right to blow up this old planet, but he has not because, of course, of the blood of Christ, the whole plan for our redemption. But even by nature, though God is a God of justice and wrath, he is also a long-suffering God. He does nothing for selfish, reactionary purposes. It's always according to his holiness and his love. So God does not choose to react to us out of control. He follows his law and his order. In 2 Peter chapter 3, it talks about how people say, where is his coming? And it explains that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. You know, it seemed to the Apostle Paul, the rapture had to be coming soon. Look at what was going on. And to us, we say, how can God tolerate this much longer? I'm so thankful he tolerated it long enough for me to get saved. You know, we've got to be very careful. Lord, blow America off the map. You know, it's so wicked. Well, wait a second. Or let San Francisco slip into the Pacific Ocean. I've heard preachers say that. You know, there's a lot of precious souls in San Francisco. You know, there are churches there trying to reach them. We got to be careful that we don't get into trying to take God's place in the reaction. We need to have a long-suffering spirit. Right is right. We need to be incensed in a godly way at the immorality of our day and the wickedness of our day. On the other hand, we need to have a compassion and long-suffering. And I'm so thankful for the Lord's example. Romans 2:4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth us to repentance. And so God's holiness demands justice, but he wants us to be saved. And it's one of those great, just glorious realities that God is long-suffering. You remember Jonah? He just knew God was going to be long-suffering, and he was frustrated about it. He wanted Nineveh blown off the planet, you know, because of all they had done to Israel. But God wanted them to be saved. So let me just finish with this. Do we really want the best for someone else? Now, for people we don't know, we can say, yes, I want people to be saved. I want good things to happen. But when it comes to somebody that's hurt us, somebody that has something we would like to have, somebody who has misunderstood us, wronged us, the real test of whether we're spirit-filled is, are we long-suffering and do we have the love of Christ really wanting the best for them, even though things aren't right? That's really a key question for us to ask. So often, we get right back into the flesh when we want to take into our own hands situations such as in the home, those close relationships. There needs to be great, great long-suffering. And let me finish with this thought. I've been, of course, talking to moms all week long, but we need to discipline regularly. We need to deal very consistently and quickly with our children, but we need to be long-suffering with them. They ought not see reaction. They need to see that it's not personal. You're doing what is right, but when it comes to your attitude toward them, you love them. And there is no revenge. There is no getting upset. you want the best for them. And I've been talking to the ladies about the fact that when you have that nourishing attitude in the home, then everything you're doing for them is accepted as being genuine. But when we are not long-suffering, everything we do in training our children is suspect, and they see it as for selfish reasons. So we can look at our God. Aren't you glad we know he's long-suffering? We know that he loves us. But that needs to be our heart. And for all of our workers, 2 more days of long-suffering, okay? All of you ones, I watch you in the rows there with all the wiggly kids, you know, as we're trying to have the assembly. And, you know, those little kids sitting around you need the Lord. They need to see the love of Christ. And you've been exemplary. I thank the Lord for all of you. But, you know, it is God. I won't ask you to raise your hand, but probably most of you that have been working with children, how many of you prayed and asked God for help to be long-suffering? Probably have been, because it can really be difficult sometimes. But may God give us that kind of heart. We'll look more at that as far as specifically in our relationships, what that means. But so thankful for a long-suffering God.